Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
It's a strong start. And I want you to please pay attention. Because you see, the scripture says we have been called as priests and kings. What are we called as? So if the Lord were to visit your house today, what would he call you? No, let me help you. When you worship him, now, there's a song we sing here. Majesty. Majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed.
Empty-handed, but alive in
Your grace has found me.
Your grace has found me just as I am.
Empty-handed, but alive in Your hand.
Empty-handed, but alive in Your hand.
Can I have one person who will shout majesty?
Majesty.
Call Him majesty. Call Him majesty.
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 Hallelujah. Now, this is a revelation that you need to see it. That when the Lord visits you, when you understand this kind of revelation, and when you worship Him, He also acknowledges your status. When you say majesty, then He looks at you and says, majesty. He calls you majesty. Because He was the one who called you kings. He called you king. That's your DNA. You are to reign in life. If you reign when He comes, it won't be a challenge. Are you here now? If you reign when Jesus comes back, it will be good, but it won't be as, you know, reigning, ruling the midst of your enemies. Psalm 110, one of my most beautiful psalms. Rule in the midst of your enemies. So it's a revelation. So you must have a kingship, royalty mindset. That certain things you are not. You really don't have to go through certain things this year. But you see, in the realm of the spirit, you don't get anything because you heard it. You get it because you have a revelation of it. I'm saying this now, some people think it's not an advice. It's the Bible. It says you are kings and priests. So praise is a priestly function. Hallelujah. Please, if you are writing it, put that down. Praise is a priestly function. Praise is not what we do because we like to sing, or because Yoruba people like to dance, or because Igbo people like to shake their waist. It's not that. That is not really praise. Those things are good. When you are excited, sometimes you dance. But you see, maybe I could preach a message to you this morning about the five places where you can praise God perfectly in your home. Maybe I should tell you about that and tell you that the number one place to start your praise is on your bed as you are getting up. Not by saying, ah, Baba Shegun, are you awake? No. You wake up with a song in your heart. Not the thing about this priestly function is that, can you hear me please? Is that if you are not careful, Satan will never tell you don't praise God. He will substitute it for religion. So we are all singing and dancing, but we are not doing the same thing. Because David said, the Lord commands that we come into his presence with what? We enter into his presence with what? That, okay, look for that scripture. Some people have not read it before. Let's, this year we will not assume. Huh? Get me that scripture. Psalm 100 verse. Let's start from verse 1. Psalm 100. Let's look at it. You know, this generation is the most unbiblical generation. Yeah, they say they are Christians. They don't read the Bible. They read other things. They read public opinion. So let's read Psalm 100. Peradventure, there's a, no, look for the, I need the exact verse. Verse 4. Now, enter into his gates with what? The word gates there is not the one in your house. But I will come back. And into his courts with what? What is the next statement there? Be thankful. Don't ask for anything. Be thankful. Some people are still angry about 2022. It's gone. It's gone. Wake up. Smell the coffee. It's gone. Some people are actually angry because God promised them some things and they did not see it. Okay, we have heard your complaint. But let me ask you a question. Did God promise you this time last year that you'll be alive this year? Talk to me. I know you're angry, but we'll hear your case. Did God promise you that you'll be alive this year? This time last year, did he promise you? I know some of you, God tells you if you will live, but for some of us, did he tell us we'll be alive this year?
No.
But you are here.
Yes.
Why are you angry about the one he told you about and did not? Say, be thankful. Sometimes all you need to do is just sit down and begin to think. That mouth that you are running is because God has decided to be merciful to you. Look how that scripture says. It says, be thankful. When you come into his gates with thanksgiving, you see the word is a combination of two words, thanks and giving. That means you cannot actually obey the law of thanksgiving without giving. Are you here now? So don't be a religious person. Please just stay on this scripture. Don't play religion with God this year. Huh? In those days in our church, when we are having our harvest, is it harvest now?
Yeah.
Some of you will be behaving as if you are born in Chicago, but your file is still at that old church. They expect you to come back, but I will not allow you. We have this harvest, we have this Thanksgiving thing we do, and every family by family. Oh, we need to return to that too. But don't bring yam here because I don't know what we will do with the yam after. We don't have pond, we don't have mortar and peace. They say, where's the pastor? They say he's still pounding. From January 8th, he's still pounding. Too plenty yam. Pastor is not preaching again. His new ministry is to be eating pounded yam. Say, Pastor, when I will fast, he said, I don't want this yam to get spoiled. I warn you, if we ever get to that bus stop in this church, call me. Before you go and bring truck of yam. Doctor said I should not be eating pounded yam again. So when you are coming before the, because the gates, that's where we have warfare. Come on, are you here? The gates in the scripture, and I really, maybe I think I've taught on this before. Those are where the elders sit. Not children. Not only in the Jewish, in the olden days, if you want to marry, you go to the gate. Those are the places, the elders, like a council. So if you give her one of your slippers, she will give you a necklace. Nobody on earth can marry her again. Because it was at the gates you did the exchange. The elders were there, they saw it. But you see, the elders, it's not just the good guys that are there. We have the bad guys. So God is saying, if you are having an encounter or a spiritual warfare that has prolonged, look for a gift on the altar. Please, are you here now? Oh, I've lost them. Maybe I should allow you to go through it for 2 years then. If let me not allow that one. Let me tell you. I said the word thanksgiving. Look for a gift that captures how you feel about your season. You may even get brand new clothes. Buy them. Come to the altar and say, Father, thank you. Then take the clothes back and hand them over to people. Some people can't even remember the last time they wore brand new clothes. They can't. Alright? I'm not preaching to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes we have this idea, the gift, okay, yeah. Sometimes the gift is for the altar. But some other times, you only bring the gift here as a sign that the moment you drop it here and you take it back, it's now Jesus giving the gifts to people. Are you here now? When you do that, because you are grateful, you will go through the gates. The gates will not be able to resist you. Please, if you don't have anything to give, you are the one that must obey the scripture. Because everybody has something to give. That remaining shoe you have, that one, that shoe that you wear to church, go and bring it. Let's look for somebody that has, even has more, and give him. In the realm of the spirit, this is what Jesus taught us. He said there was a woman that came to the altar, to the church, and they were giving gifts. And she gave the smallest, the last she had. And Jesus said that she gave more than everybody. But to the head of finance, Pastor David, David doesn't have anything to do with her because we are not collecting coins in this church. You understand? We don't even want the new note. Because we are not sure if it's blue, we poured inside. Or just, give me the old one. But when you read scripture where Jesus especially made a statement, you have to understand that that is the way heaven sees that matter. That I don't have is not a tenable excuse before God. Because even the breath in you, you still don't have it, it's not yours. That the way to get yourself out of poverty, you cannot take giving out of it. Now, if it's so bad that really, if they shake you from top to bottom, because one man said, we will experience change from top to bottom. So let's assume it's so bad, there is one thing you can do. Look at people, take their names, take them to prayer. Start praying for people. They must not know. The element is of the reward will be based on the secrecy and the consistency. You won't go to them and say, ah, Brother Quincy, I was praying last night and the Lord told me, the goal of this one is not to tell him you saw a vision. You just looked at him and you started praying. Take 10 names, 20 names, and you tell yourself, for the next 1 month, I will not say one prayer about myself except thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to be praying for 20 people. And you pray vigorously. I said everybody has something to give. So this is how you go through the gates. With what? Thanksgiving. You are grateful, but not just with the words of your mouth, but with a gift. You are giving something. He said we come into his courts with praise. And that suggests to us that we praise him for who he is. Not for what he has done, but for who he is. So if you don't know who he is, you cannot fulfill this law as you approach the court of heaven. Now, the thing again I need to bring out here is that the issue of timing. A lot of Christians think that because they are praying, and they pray for 5 minutes. They praise God for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. That is enough. No. And I submit to you that this year, you can fast for 3 days. And all you are doing is thanking God and studying the scriptures. Come on, are you here? You see, Jesus said, and again I submit to you, that when Jesus speaks, he is not suggestive. He's telling us exactly how heaven works. Jesus said, your Father knows that you have need of all these things. Your Father knows. He didn't say your God. He said your Father. Because the context of divine provision is in the fatherhood of God. It's not your reminder that lets him know that you'll be paying school fees tomorrow. Your Father knows. That means, as terrible as the war in Ukraine is going on, your Father has noted that my daughter is going to school tomorrow and he needs to provide for the parents so that they can pay the school fees. Your Father knows. Your prayer doesn't remind him. These simple, simple things, but they are not established in us. So sometimes we are looking for errors, like where am I making a mistake? No. Most mistakes in the building, in the construction, they are usually at the foundation. You don't rush foundations. Depending on where you are going, you may be at your foundation for a month. Because when you are doing a 20-story building, you are not rushing. We are going down. You don't go up. You go down, 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 down. Until you get to a point. I have a property somewhere close to the MFM. And when we were laying the foundation was not even deep at all. I think the vision was very small. But later, I brought in another guy who is not educated. His name is Sesene. Sesene. The name is Musica. Sesene, Sesene, Sesene. And the guy said to me, he said, I am not educated. He said, but I can interpret that building plan more than these guys. And he entered the structure. He said, Pastor, we are bringing this place down. We are bringing this place down. We are bringing this place down. I said, oh boy, come, do you know how much you have spent here? He said, no. He said, if you want me to touch it, you bring this place down. Bring this place. I said, why? He said, the soil. This soil. It's not about the building, the soil. See, we are going to, because we didn't do the foundation well, the way it should have been done, we will now have to bring everything down and do something called casting. Before we proceed again. Then we now got beams. Some of you are familiar with what I'm saying. Beams, rod, iron rods. I think about 11 or 15. It's just a BQ. It's a story building BQ. You know, story building. It's a BQ actually, but it's a story build. You know, 6-bedroom BQ. But you know, the guy at the top that came before, You can't be proficient in warfare if you have not seen someone who is skilled at it. Anybody can tell you, just be praying. But when you see somebody that is skilled in warfare, he will tell you the wrongest thing to do is to rush in. When you are under pressure, oh, Father, follow the commandment. The moment you find that there's a lot of pressure, slow down. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty. And your daughter is running temperature. So kind, Almighty God. You are so good. Borrow me your hands for 2 seconds.
Almighty God.
You are so good, you are so kind. You just got a letter telling you are going to be fired. You just lost your job. You are so good, you are so kind. You don't know where your children's school fees will be coming from. You are so good, you are so kind. 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 Hallelujah.
Almighty God.
Listen, the Lord knows what he will do. But you can't force his hand. Huh? You can't force his hand. I'm telling you how to be spiritually smart in spiritual warfare. It's not just open your eyes. Calm down. Huh? If you don't want to stay long on that seat, hear what I'm telling you now. This is the prescription. You see, that time you are feeling like you don't even have the time to sing is when you will sing. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise.
I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made.
Hallelujah. So, we need to first of all disabuse our understanding of praise, worship. These things sound so simple, but they are not simplistic. Because when you are under pressure, that's the day you will know that the last thing on your mind is a song. You guys, my sister that shared her testimony, they have a cow. Huh? While I was serving somewhere in Sokoto, one of the spiritual fathers over that land, who we used to go to as core members, was a medical consultant at Usman Danfodio University Teaching Hospital, Udut. And one day he came to preach at the Corpus Fellowship, just like a conference. And he made a statement. He said his son was severely sick. I know those things always happen at the odd times. Just somewhere in the night, you are looking at it like, okay, let's manage it, 7 p.m., 8 p.m. That thing will be watching you. Once it hits 12, that you can't go out. And the vigilantes have locked, the temperature will just... It's just like when the market is going against you. just spike. Then you'll be saying, ha, your wife said, but I told you, let's take it to the hospital. The man said, the son started convulsing. Oh, you know something about that. Oh, that's how it happened. So that's her husband. You know, the man of God said this child started convulsing. Now, he said the normal thing to say is rush him to the hospital. He said, I'm the doctor. I am the senior consultant at Udut. Huh? Oh, you are not here. Are you still here? He said, if they have critical cases, he's the one they call. He said, I've never been so confused. Because when you see your child, your own child, you've never, and some of you, you've never seen a child convulse before. Your faith will break down. You pray. You can't even drive. You'll be confused. He said, I held my son and he was convulsing and going. I just watched him. Life was slipping away. He said, and I held my son and raised him to heaven and said, Jesus, you gave him to me. You need to understand spiritual warfare. Because some of you, you are too strong. The flesh element is too strong in your prayer. It's not about you. When you are faced with situation that as if you are in a corner, David is facing Goliath. It's not about you. He said, Jesus, you know, the man is a rebound. He said, he left from me. I don't know what to do. Between here and the hospital, this boy will die. And please don't tell me that he doesn't have faith. Please don't even start. Because that's where I will remove this thing and where now we are going to have a problem. Because when people think that, oh, because you have faith, you cannot have challenge. What faith does is not to prevent a challenge, but it textures your posture. You are able to stand on the word of God, not even on the doctor. I was preaching in Accra. I've been preaching in Accra over the week. And I just got back yesterday. The morning of Friday, the pastor who brought me to that for that conference drove me out of town towards a smaller town on the outskirts of Accra towards Ikerekiti to see one of his spiritual sons that had been bedridden for 2 years. The boy could no more talk, like gibberish. Like a bello. Ba la blues. Bros. Ooh la ba. Post. Bruce. Talia. The boy had just come back from church where he was beating the drum. Woke up the next morning. Something went wrong here. Gibberish has been bedridden since then. So the only way he communicates is on WhatsApp. And he kept saying to the pastor, when are you coming to see me? And the pastor said, I'm coming, but I want it to be the right time. The boy had near experiences like almost passing out. The few days before I got there, New Year, he was passing out blood. They couldn't rush him to the hospital before then. They thought they were going to lose him a few days ago. And when I got there, I kitted up. I wore trainers. I wore t-shirt. And you know the funny thing is that I saw the boy's parents. I met them doing morning devotion. So you can imagine how early I got there. Oh. Don't let your situation take your moment with God, they will. Well, that's the final line. Once they take it, it's over. I met these boys, very aged fellows, with their Bible study manual. Praise God. Amen. Our whole churches know something. They know something that we don't know. The manual, the Bible, and they were clapping. I met them, a stranger. They were clapping. You know the kind of song they sing in those places? La 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 la. La 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 la. I was wondering, are we in the right place? This boy has been peddling for over 2 years. And they were, the boy could not join them. He was in the room. But the parents, still acknowledging God's faithfulness, that the boy did not even die a few days ago. He may be sick, but he's still our son. Do you know what faith is? That is faith. That is faith. In the midst of crisis, we need that one. This generation doesn't have it. Take glory, Father. Remember his faithfulness and give him glory now.
Take glory, Holy Ghost, now forevermore.
Take glory.
Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son.
He has promised
he will never fail. I will follow him. He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore. He has promised. I will follow. I will follow him.
My God,
he has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore.
So when I got into that house, they stopped the devotion. They welcomed me. You could see that these are very, they are not low income people, they are very low income people. Because where I went to was a village. And I sat down. They had to carry the boy out. And I asked for his name. I said, Okpeyemi, salvation has come to you today. He couldn't talk. He was responding with in that state. Don't lose your tongue. Don't lose your fire. What has happened, but don't lose your fire. That's your last line. The parents now have learned to understand him, but we didn't really. He was saying amen. So I shared with them, just did a little Bible study. And I prayed for him. And I said, look, you've not been active for years. So I'm going to pray for you. You take baby steps. Then you make sure you continue. In 1 week, you should be fully on your feet. He said, amen. So I laid hands on him. And I prayed for him. And I said, hold me. So we are taking a stroll. And we started walking into. Walked outside the house. Just, we held him. And I said, I'm going to leave you now. Just take your time. And Okwe turned. It was very slow. But he was walking on his own. Then he would shake. Then he would move again. I said, just continue. We are making progress. Don't worry. We are making progress. We make progress. And I saw the mom. She laid in the dust and started rolling. This generation doesn't know what she. You are too. Yeah. Hey, don't get to the point where you become afraid of God. The woman, I saw her in the house because the house, there was no tile, there was no floor. So the parlor itself was dust. Like German floor or something. The woman laid, when she saw the boy doing like this, it was enough for her. The boy wasn't running, was doing like this. She started rolling in the dust. I said, what is it with our parents? They know something. See, this generation, if we are not careful, we'll be lost. I think of the good. There's an attitude that has to go with worship. One more time. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to go back, read the scriptures we took, Psalm 149, Psalm 150. Read it slowly. Don't be in a hurry to finish the Bible, it's okay, but read this one slowly. You know, about 10 years ago, my wife took in, we're expecting our child. And we had some issues, and I've shared that story here before, and we lost that baby. But exactly 1 year we had our daughter. See, let me tell you. Don't grow old on God. Don't become matured when you are with your father. Still be his child. Huh? I know you are matured. I know you are a prophet, but don't go to God and say, it's me, your son, prophet. Be his child. You know, over the week, the last week, my daughter turned 9, and it just occurred to me, like, my wife was saying that the slippers she wears is like almost the slippers of some of the adults that will come to our house. And then it just occurred to me, like, oh, she's actually 9. And by the time Bala Blue will be done, in another 8 years, how old will she be? You would have been investing. You see why you need to vote right? That 8 years is very long. But I look at our maturity. There's a time I was sick, and I laid on the couch, and she came, took a mop. I was asking me, how do you feel now? And she was, I was so touched, like, I think I'm fine with just one daughter, so I can pour the love there, you know. It's a privilege to be a parent and to have awesome children. Don't take it for granted. Huh? Let the joy of the Lord, someone say, you are praying for the glory of God. Don't pray again. Begin to live a life of praise and gratitude. Let the radiance of a grateful spirit, not an entitled one, a grateful spirit. We like you. You are so good on this job. Hey, have you met my father? The Bible said the reason why Daniel was so powerful was because an excellent spirit was found. That means they were searching. They didn't see until they got to Daniel. They found it. They didn't know how to describe. They said the spirit of the gods. Oh yeah, I read the Bab book, the 2023 edition. I also read, there's this, have you seen this material on programming? You know, is the most advanced, written by professor. You are still not learned anything from 2022. That he gave power to the faint. He didn't stop at the bus stop of those who were able. He went to those who are weak. Oh. I've had some terrifying testimonies this year, this last year. Terrifying, that made me say, God, I don't mind. I don't mind. I was sharing with one of our brethren, and you know, they just got their house, and you know, £400,000. I'm like, Pastor, after you pray that prayer, I'm like, okay, is it like I'm rich? I don't know where the money is or what. Because I don't, this kind of prayer that is bringing £400,000, eh? I need to go and check myself. Oh, maybe there's something I don't know. Nobody's telling me who my real father is. Oh. I was speaking to a lady. Somebody referred her to me. And she was so tired of her marriage. She wanted to leave the home. She lives somewhere in Asia. And then she called. And then as I was praying with her, I said, I'm seeing a knife in your hands. You want to kill your husband? She said, yes. Just about 2 years, 3 years. Very young marriage. So she's tired. I said, the Lord says you should not kill her. You'll go to jail. And today, I look at her. She's still in that marriage. She's happy. So you just give it a little time. Sometimes faith does not mean God will do it now. It means wait the process. Do the time. He will show up. That's how to develop confidence in God. It's not just by jumping up and down. If you don't learn how to wait out, you won't be able to say, God, don't worry, he will come. That was what Saul refused to learn, and he offered a sacrifice that took him out of the throne. Samuel said, wait for me. He could not wait. He was looking at the people. He wanted human validation. And he began to do what he was not crafted for, and he got into trouble. He did a UIUS. Then he went and did a data analysis. Then he said, they said he's Prince 2. Then he ran to Prince 2. He did Prince 2. Then he did the M1. Then he said, oh, it's a IT, agile project man. He did that one too. He said, which are you doing there? He said, okay, give me the link. He registered again. Tell me now, which course have I missed out on? Even went and did chartered secretarial, because you know, because you don't say, Pastor, you know, one road does not enter the market. But you can only go in with one at a time. Because God is taking time. Let's offer. Then you get to interview. Some people still have one CV for everything. In 21st century, you have one CV. That CV, everything. No. You need prayers. So, ITIL, Agile, Secretariat. Say, sir, what exactly are you applying for? He said, says a business analyst. Okay, yeah, that one I'm still writing the exam. Listen, I do not for one day think that when those two hoodlums, because this is my idea. If you are going to take my life, I would like to see the face of my killer. That's the way I feel. I want to see your face. In case I want to come back and I need to know what I'm looking for. The pain of two men with pointed guns at my chest. But in that moment, I could not see their face. Everything could have been over in a second. I do not for one day think that it was not God that preserved me. You know, I was supposed to drive when I was going to Akure, but I felt I needed the experience. It's been a while. I took a public, you know. So Chalo was like, let's go. I said, no. I wanted to go alone. I sat beside the lady who was a nursing mother. The experience was blessed. was blessed. I had to hold my breath like half the time. So I told myself, when I'm coming back, I will choose a very good, you know, I was looking for a good seat. And I thought I found one. Until another woman came in again with, this time with three children. She just dumped the girl on me. 6 a.m. Now, the night before, after my ministration and, you know, because these days I'm talking to a lot of couples who want to leave their marriages. You know. So I had to meet with this couple specially requested for by the pastor. And they had to travel into town for that meeting. So I had to oblige them. I sat with them for like 2 hours. And we tried to iron out the issues. And as they were going, it was, that was when I called Mary. It was around 12 a.m. The next day, that's when I was calling her. So I woke up 6 a.m. to be at the park, thinking if I can just get a good spot where I can, you know that spot where you can just put your head like this, just knock out till you get to redemption camp, you know. This woman came in with three children. Then she put the girl beside me. It more like dumped the girl beside me. So the girl was always looking at my face. I just did like this. Because already I'm upset. These people will not... Then later I ask myself, why are you upset? Because sometimes you realize the person you're angry at, it doesn't deserve it. But why are you angry? Whatever the first woman did, this woman doesn't know. So here I am, the girl would... How do I describe? So she would take her hand, put it on my laps. Then she would look at me. I'll just stylishly... You know, as if I'm dozing. Look, I didn't come here to babysit anybody. I just want to go home. Then she continued doing it. And then the mother did not even behave like she knew what was going on. At some point, the girl just brushed my hand and then she put her head. It was... At that point, all my defenses were broken. Like, and I started loving the girl. Like, this girl is just... This is a picture of... Even though we have not yet seen him, yet we love him. You just... That trust. Like, I don't know... I'm trying to know this God, but my little effort should still be enough. She put and she... So now I could not sleep again. I had to stay awake. But now I was no more offended. Ali, my daughter just clocked nine, so this is like a birthday gift for her. She never said a word to me throughout. At some point, she would raise her head and she would put it like. I started enjoying it. You see, that position is what God is looking for. That position. In your heart. You may have 100 million, but you are still trusting. Your next job will come, but just stay. Your husband is coming. This is where he will meet you. Not there, here. It's a position of trust that God wants us to come into this year. It's one of the highest form of praise we can give to him. That when God looks into our heart and he finds that, yes, you may be many things, but more than that, you are trusting him for the next season. Not because of what you can do or what you cannot do, but you just know that everything revolves around God. And you need to hold this thought somewhere in your head. Don't lose it. Because even if you had given Joseph 100 degrees, master's PhD, he would never be prime minister. Number one, he was in that country without passport, without a visa. He came in as a slave. You know what I mean? He came in with chains, leg and hands. There was no law in heaven and on earth that will make a slave become a prince except the law of heaven. God wants us to trust him this year. The Bible says he gives them their food in their season. He gives them their food. God knows everything. He knows everything. He said he will give you what you are looking for at the right time. Don't force your way. Many of us are so many things, but we are not trusting. Don't let this be an emotional message for you. Just burn it into the table, the foundations of your heart. Just keep it there. This is how we are going to run this year. Whatever God cannot give me, I don't want. You will see many who will be shouting, they want to do this, they want to do that, they want this, and they will be going. But we will not go as they are going. No. Don't let anybody push you. Don't let anybody force you. Only move when you have seen him move. That is the key to a strong start. I have seen cases where we had emergencies, we needed to do a few things, and the money was not even there. And in 3 days, it's as if somebody would just wake up and can't sleep. And then you move from debit to surplus. God, the Bible says, God gives us our food in what? In season. Sometimes what you're asking for is not the time to eat. It's not the season. If you think that the reason why you are not married as a lady is because God doesn't want you to marry. Have you seen many capable guys who are also not married? It's not about gender. He giveth us our food in season. I've spoken to several guys who are also scared. You think you are the one that is scared? The brothers are running. They are not even scared again. They've run. They are scared. Some of them have seen marriages that didn't last 3 months, 2 months, 1 week. One brother called off his wedding the week. I was listening to it on the radio. And what was the offense? The cousin, you know, came to the house. He wanted to introduce his fiancée to the cousin, and the guy recognized her. There's something I heard. If you've not heard it, don't worry, but I heard it. They say it's hookup. It's a trending thing. They said it on the radio program. So. They say it's like a trend. It's like a nice way to be a prostitute. So the cousin had this arrangement, and she had a separate GSM line with which she used to do those things. So, like a business WhatsApp. And our brother had not deleted the chat he had with the lady where she was even negotiating price. They've bought clothes. They've sewn. It's not like we're accusing you. I'm just showing you the chat. But Bele, people started calling. Why would the guy just keep quiet? You spoil people's day of joy. God will spoil your own day of joy. Heck by me. People were calling. They were upset with the cousin. You see, this there are some people teaching that they're sabi pass, that they're righteous pass. Go, you see, this life. You see, I felt sorry for the anchor. So the friends gathered to beg our brother. Not you, sir. They gathered to beg that he should forgive. The guy said, that they say we have bought clothes. You see the stupid, the things the stupid girls were saying, like we've bought clothes, we've spent, this is our friend, she loves you. The guy is not saying he cannot forgive, but somehow the thing is complicated. My cousin, you know, and the fact that for him, like, you are actually negotiating. So I'll take 80 last. I can't do below 80,000. So the question is, okay, I'm on an official assignment. I'll be in Abuja for 6 months. How do I delete the possibility of what could be going on in my house? It's not like it's happening, but I'm just... So don't think it's because God doesn't want you to marry or anything. One of my big brothers swore to me that I will fail in marriage. Say, because I'm always sleeping in the church. Say, you will suffer. People like you now, they suffer. He told me, I was just on my way to university. Say, all those people, when they don't enjoy things, they'll come say they're born again. Now you go come marry them. That's what he said to me. Him and his brother, that's what they said to me. They were my family. I say, in Christianity, we forgive. For he said, oh, God, don't be this one. Oh. Thank God I did not listen to you, because they later became Christians. And when I came to his house in Ikeja, he was saying, are you still a pastor? I say, oh, Jesus is good. Me about his son, I would have been lost. He said, you know, he says, it's good to serve Jesus. He said, you are not in Oshoni Bank. He said, wow. He said, see, my brother, you know, it's good to be faithful to God. You see, now that you are here in Lagos, you must be close to Jesus. This guy, that cohort, almost made me lose my salvation. He has forgotten what he said. Many people that are talking to it is Satan that is talking through them. They can't even remember what they said.
See, I'm angry with you. What he said to me in 1982. You remember in 1982 when we had that tree? You know, he was saying something like, I don't know, you know. See, human beings are, you know, you just have to know yourself, you know, because people are just difficult. They are so.
He is not the one talking. Not the one. The guy now is in Christ. Married one of the girlfriends. Once they are shy in Christ. He's now preaching to me. Somewhere in my mind, like, thank God. Thank God. This I would have still met. He will now be preaching back to me, forgetting that he was the reason why. See, let me tell you, the people you are angry at, they are not the ones you should be fighting. I'm telling you today. Those people telling you to be smart, that heaven helps those who help themselves. It's not in the Bible. My boss called me and said, you are an embarrassment. After all I've taught you, you went to marry. Say, look at your friend, Chukwu Emeka. He bought a car. What car did he buy? What was that under? Maybe baby boy or something. Say, Emeka bought a car. Now, if he has a wife, he can put her in the car. Say, oh, disappoint me. You I expect you, a Yoruba boy, you should be smart. He didn't tell my wife, oh. If you see my wife, say, I'm madam. But he'd come and say, oh, you. As he was saying, in my deputy manager, who was the son of a rich man in Lagos, called me and said, Winga, how old are you? They say, no, you are too young. You are too young, you should not be married. When I was your age, I was flexing. He said, you should enjoy your life first. He said, see, as a Muslim, I'm entitled to more than one. He said, but I made sure I enjoyed. He said, do you know, this year, I gave my wife a brand new car for Valentine. I said, wow. He said, but I'm at that level. Your wife won't be able to argue with you. Because your money is talking. Don't marry your colleague. Say, no, no, if I had known you, Marty advice, I would have told you. Don't worry, you are young. Go out, you'll still meet people. That one you leave, somebody else will marry her. You just follow me. Let me guide you. You don't know. You better pray for your children. You don't know which student is talking to them in their school. This is how it starts. That your husband going to that. You don't know who is talking to him. Better be praying for him. Don't be angry. Just be praying. A few months later, the Lord blessed us with, what was that kind of? End of discussion. In the days of end of discussion, not now. In the days. The day we brought the car to the house, to the office. I didn't know how to drive. I didn't know how to start. So I called Pastor Desmond. Pastor Desmond came. My wife was there. My boss was just, you know, on the phone. So I came. I dropped the key on his table. You know, somewhere in his mind, he didn't see God blessing me. So he was like, whiskey is this? Say, what's this? What? I say, stop that call. Stop that call. Today is the day. We are going to start our conversation from today. Money, end the call. I dropped the key on his table. Say, Alpha, he carried his bag. It still did not occur to him that God has promoted me. He carried his bag, was dropping it in his own baby boy. He dropped his own baby boy. Me, I came with end of discussion. Even though I don't know how to drive, but it's my own. So when he finished the call, Benga, kilo D, what's the matter? I just pointed at the car. For you. Yes. My friend was, the one he was using to abuse me was ready. They said, Agbinga, congratulations. God bless you. This nice, this nice. He just came. Open the bonnet. Open the bonnet. Very clean. And I heard him, you know, he's a Muslim. I heard him recite something. Say, God, what is this kind of thing I'll be asking you? He said, he didn't know when he said it. He now shook my hand. Say, this is what I'm talking about. He now faced down my friend. The one that he was using. He says, can you see your life? Can you see your life? Ben got married in this office. He has bought a car. You see, my friend, you know, but he's a Igbo boy, he's sharp. He doesn't say, oh, God, we are not competing. It's my friend. Waiting. That was what I should have said from the first day, but... I will never forget that scene. The day God will bless you, you will not take permission from anybody. So as we go into the year, it doesn't always have to be a song. Just open your mouth, say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's the most powerful prayer. Say, thank you, Jesus. You can sing a song. Don't be keyboard modulated. Learn how to look for your native song, the one you can sing and beat the drum in your head and be singing it. Because this year, the Lord will glorify the righteous. Come on, say it louder, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My time is up. I have 2 minutes. Somebody said, Pastor Gminga doesn't preach again. I say, hear this one first. When you hear, then I will preach. Huh? Every message that points you back to God is the purest message. Not the one that brings you to a man. Not the one that makes you feel like you cannot attain to that man. The one that points you to Jesus. Take that one. Song to him. Sing your song to him.
Forever you reign. My God is awesome.
Hallelujah. Let me read this scripture as we close. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. And I want you to please embrace this. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein at night, day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. Now, do you have Message and Amplified? And don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation be out of your mind. You see, the word mind is significant. Most of us know the Bible, but God is, for it to be in your mind, you have to consider it. Are we together? You have to consider it deliberately. Ponder. Meditate on it. How many times? What is God's requirement for meditation? Day and night. You see the way you go to bed with TikTok. Just swiping. Watching the daughters of Salome. The spirit of Salome. You're just watching it. The prophet that a king could not kill. It was Salome that removed his head. Those things you are watching can abort your destiny without notice. You know you are tired and you need to sleep. Your eyes are already shutting, but there's still energy to swipe. You are swipe. Oh, this was my dance when I woke up this morning. 30 seconds. Pa! And the fire of God just, one candle before the Lord just goes out. Your candle. Because you now notice that even to pray, initially you notice you can't pray without music. You'll be wearing a headset. After you now notice, even with music, you cannot pray. Then you now notice like all the candles that you've lit before the Lord, they are going out. Pam, 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 pam. Have you ever had, okay. Have you ever struggled to pray for 10 minutes before? Talk to me now. Let me tell you, be wise. You will not see where it's in the Bible that you should not go to a gym. It's not in the Bible. Huh? You will not see where it is in the Bible that you should not watch Reels or TikTok. Huh? But your fire is guaranteed to go out. Because when you go to that gym, it's not Christian song they are singing. And you say you cannot pray. You join those saying you cannot pray. You say you cannot pray. You are saying you cannot pray. You. And you took 20,000 to a man, a gym, to kill your fire. Disclaimer. I'm not saying you should not exercise. Maybe it's time for us to have the kind of gym that Christians can go to. I even prefer you go to the gym and you are dancing Sunny Ade or Kwamwan. The sons of Salome that are outside now, they are licensed to kill fires. Some of those young girls, they are not popular, but you see 34,000 likes, 100,000. You say, this one is touching the nations. The only reason why you did not like it is because you know people are following your page and they will say, why is Agnes liking this? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because some people think I'm making this thing up. Okay, when you are checking those reels, what are you actually expecting to see? Science fair? History? Art exhibition? See, it's your phone and your data. I'm just telling you that what Herod could not do. It was the dance of Salome that achieved it. Brothers, I warn you. Never permit a lady to dance in front of you. I'm warning you. I'm warning you. They will not tell you. I'm telling you. Your fire will be put out immediately. Without warning. Even if she's playing, let her stop it. Okay, I rest my case. Go back to that scripture. Except where is your wife? No. Okay. Let me just take. Oh, well, Brafem, is this helping you? Now, look at it. Pastor Kumi warned us. And we refused. Now we have a generation that is weak. When we see somebody among us that is praying, we are surprised that somebody like us can be prayerful. You are not asking yourself, something is happening to us. Nobody is saying anything. These are you see, the devil's goal is to weaken you from the start. So that when you hear the prophetic cry, arise, shine, for your light has come. The strength to rise is taken away. You mean to rise, but you don't. You are tired. Your spirit has been demasculated. You have been finished. Come on, somebody here. Are you here? I'm not advising you. I'm telling you. I'm giving instructions. This is not an advice. If you're a young man, you must be brutal if you want to stay with God. Ponder and meditate on it day and night. Make sure you, what? Practice. What does it mean to practice? You check to see if you've understood it. You do it again, till it becomes part of you. And so, the word of God, many times when it is given to you, may be alien to you. It may be something you are even struggling with. Like now, this month now, some people don't want to hear anything about tithe. And it's okay, we know you. Don't worry. Eat your tithe. That's what you have been doing. That's why your neck is very long. Like Angulu. If you don't eat, no problem. Continue eating. A generation ate in the wilderness until God killed all of them. Yet it was God that gave them what they were eating. If God is giving you food like a child, you should not be excited. It means you can't be presented to represent the kingdom. If the children of Israel had left Egypt and gotten to Canaan in 10 days, they would not have been weaned from the lifestyle they were used to in Egypt. They would not have learned the life of faith because it would have been too easy. So God took them around 40 years. That's a lot of time for a 10-day journey. 40 years. And all the people that came out, they didn't get there. It was their children, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb. So please pay attention. This is in the Bible. When you read it, know that those stories were selected for a reason. There's a reason why out of so many stories, God picked this one. Say, look at this one. It's not everything that happened that was put in the Bible. But they chose this one so that you can pay attention. That if God is delaying and keeping, don't rush. God needed to try their hearts. Say, practice. He said, then you will get to where you are going and you will succeed. Give me verse 9. Some people will read this scripture and be teaching success. See. And be teaching motivational message. Just the way people read Habakkuk, Pastor David. Habakkuk, is it chapter 2? Say, write the vision. I need to teach business, whatever, in church. Yes, sir. You are going to be in trouble very soon. That scripture has nothing to do with building a vision for your business. Huh? Building a vision for your business is a byproduct of that verse. Write the vision. God was showing his servant something. It's not your business. Not your marriage. See, before everything, you must have a very clear and articulate vision. You must state the vision and the mission. It must be very clear, simplistic, and we are going to create an acronym where we can serve as a guide for the organization. everyone who comes to our training program, we have to go through this this particular training, because we want you to imbibe the core values of this organization. We intend that in the next 7 years, we're going to be the top leading IT firm in West Africa, and that's why we are going through this advanced training. After this program, you are going to sit for an exam, and you're going to be given a practical, you're going to get an opportunity to demonstrate your knowledge of the core values that you have been taught. So let's start the training. By the time you do all that turenchi and finish all that talk, God is not talking about you in Habakkuk 2. So don't even start with, this is a Christian company. Don't worry. We know you are here to make money. Don't worry. Just leave that one. Look at what the scripture is saying. It says, have I not commanded you? Strength. Courage. These are the things I want you to have. Because when I tell you to step out in faith, this is what you need. You will not feel, that's when pastor is praying for you. Spirit of the Lord is upon you. David, for the Lord has chosen you to be king in the place of Saul. For your throne shall be forever, and there shall not lack a man. Oh, hallelujah. David will fall under that and say, pick him up. Oh, Ramalia, for I, Samuel, ordain you to stand in the place of Saul, for the Lord has chosen you for that again. Give me that oil. Already the brothers are jealous. So the enemies of a man's life will be first from his household. Keep telling your matter to everybody. Say, it's my brother, I trust him. Did Samuel tell David that he will have to kill Goliath? Be strong. Be courageous. When God showed Joseph the dream of being a ruler, did he tell him he will have to endure prison? God didn't even give him notice. They sold him like a chicken. His gift was working for other people in the prison. He could not even see his own future. What kind of pain is that? That you could be praying for somebody to have children, yet you don't have. You may be praying for people and they are getting healed and delivered, and yet you are going through similar problems. And yet God was testing his character, if it was worthy of being a prince. It's not just the prophecy. Character. Saul was rejected not because of the anointing, but because he had no character. He was not fit. And I need you to listen to me. What is God saying in verse 9? Be strong and what? Courageous. Don't be timid. Now, if you read this in King James, you get another vibe. But look at it here. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God. Your God. The moment you see him, don't think as the God of Adibwe. Your God. Your God. The same God. Your God. Is what? With you. In the office. In your marriage, in your career, when you are on the express, when you are traveling, in this situation that you really don't know what is going to happen, is he there with you? Who made this promise? No man has the right to tell you that God has left you, if you know this scripture. Because it's not a feeling. I say it's not a feeling. It is scripture. For God is with you. Every step you take. Every step you take now, you must go to verse 8 and obey the law of verse 8 before the Lord commits himself to every step you take. One of the highest praise we can give to God is to move when we know he is moving. When he has laid it upon our heart to go in a particular direction, we may not really know what will happen, but we just obey him. Sometimes he will tell you, stand by the express. You stand by the express. You are waiting for what he will say. He will not talk for 2 hours. Then he will tell you, go home. And you feel like a fool.
You are planning that whatever happened there, you will go and tell your friend. The Holy Spirit told me to go. You know, when I just got there, it made dead man rose to... You'll be standing, bosses will be calling. You know, they go, you just stand there. I don't call you 3 times, man. Now, so you don't get money, make I carry you. You are going to have so many funny experiences just standing there. And then the Lord will say, my daughter, go home now. Or maybe you have this wonderful dress or something you just got. 70,000, 80,000. And today is a perfect day to just put it on. Or you have a date. Just put your best foot forward. It's good to put your best foot forward, but I'm not marrying your dress, so I need to meet the real you. So, and then you look at yourself in the mirror, the way Nebuchadnezzar looked at himself in the mirror and saw the glory of the nations. And then the Lord says, you can't wear this one, though. I say, look, we are going to wear this one. Kunle must know. If he misses this one, he has missed it. Put your best foot forward. After all, it was the same testimony my sister gave. She put her best foot forward. It's always in your own matter that God will say no. It's my mind that is talking, it's not God. God is just trying to teach you character, resilience, the ability to settle down and hear him. It takes a lot of training, takes a lot of time. It doesn't happen overnight. And the Lord will teach you using simple activities, daily activities. You just see a flash, you get an email. Oh, the next episode of is out. And just then you just feel a burden to pray. God is a killjoy. I agree. I'll be the first to agree with you that God can be a killjoy. How many of you have been afraid of getting huge sums of money? Because like God starts speaking to you. His voice is always clear when you have money. Who knows what I'm talking about? His voice is always, you know, he said, I'm not sure if it's God. Anytime you have money, you are always sure because he will say, yeah, now that 250,000. You know, he will even let you enjoy the feel of like I have money in my account. He will just, my daughter, you send 20,000 to your mom. He's not even talking about you. Send 20,000 to pastor, send 20,000 to this. He said, sir, we have not paid for PACN. He's just talking. He's trying to teach you. There are some people who have 100 million. God doesn't even care. Because the proud, the Lord looks at from afar. So this year, let your attitude reflect praise. Not only when you are listening to a song. Let your attitude reflect praise. And God is saying, I want you to be courageous. Because sometimes I will require you to worship when things are not really looking so good. And those are the moments I can tell where your heart is. Like my sister was sharing, she said, even though the baby was spiking, the only thing she held on to was what God said. God forbid if something had happened that night, the Lord would have required her to stand before him and say, glory be to God. If he saves us from the fire, fine. If he doesn't save us, we will still not bow. This capacity to say we will still not bow is what our generation needs. When I just go, say there's one opportunity, you know, to come and do something, before we know it, you're already in the UK. You're already there. You didn't even, because you, so in your heart, you know if you pray, God will take time. And you need to make up your mind now. The Lord is talking already. Going to the UK is not the problem. Oh. One of our missionaries from Nifest, who is in the UK, was telling my wife that all the brethren that came from Nigeria, that he picked from the airport with their wives,
While they are still coming from the airport, you'll be here. Man of God, we are trusting God to serve as missionaries for revival in this land. We believe. The man is happy that his former students are here for revival. Say, sir, you know, in the UK, people no longer serve God. Say, sir, we believe that even though we are here for masters, the Lord has sent us. Hallelujah. The man said for every one of them, like he didn't leave anybody out. Say for every one of them, after 3 months, when he calls them, ah, Brother Mark, where are you? Say, ah, sir, I just got back from work. 3 jobs. Say, sir, Oyinbo man will not give you ₦1 until £1 until you work for it. There's no freebie here. Say, sir, in fact, my wife, I've not seen her in 2 days because our shift, you know, we've not been praying as a family. What is the man remembering? The first conversation. Say, sir, we are going to start a fellowship. We are going to preach righteousness. We are going to bring many to Christ. Now, UK has taken Christ from them. One of the highest forms of praise is when you know that in your strength you cannot do it. So you have to go on your knees and say, Father, I receive grace for this land. Because the land has swallowed many. Who went when it was not yet time? You are going to change the world. You have not felt the Amatan. I spoke to somebody recently. She just got there one day. I say, Farabale. Say, yeah. I say, even here too, it's cold. It's just that it's not as bad as you. I say, but it's covering body. In Nigeria, I say, where I am now is very cold. Is it the same thing? Go and ask Russians why they don't smile. -0 degrees. Even when a Russian is smiling at you, he's somehow. See if he wants to kill you. It's very cold. Russia has, about 10 different or so, either 10 or 11. Time zones, one country. Your 6 o'clock here is 6 o'clock in Sokoto. In Russia, they have 10 different time zones, or 11 or so. That's how big the place is. Now carry Ukraine. Give. You are even wicked. How do you expect Ukraine to survive this? Just like Mali or Benin. That's the day you will know we have Nigerian army. They will wipe out. Take a stand. Be courageous. God's word will come to pass. But take a stand. Why are you standing? He said, having done all. Stand therefore. What are you standing on? On God's word. If you read it in the Bible, that God is speaking to you. I said if you read it, he's talking to you. People want to hear voice. They don't want to read scripture. If open. Why can't I hear God? Because the voice of God is one of the keys to a strong start. You say meditate. Consistent meditation will open the realms of the voice, the divine voice. It will open it to you. You will not know what all your friends and superstars on Instagram and this thing. They have left Facebook for born again and old people. Listen. This year, as you trust the Lord and as you obey his word, you'll be restored. Your families will be restored. You will not have any reason to stumble at God's word. All your dreams, those ones the Lord has given to you, you will begin to see their manifestation. Do you believe?
I believe.
Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. I want you to bless the Lord this morning. and thank him for a new year.